And you just, you have to see, and that's the thing about women is women never have to.
What's the thing about women, JJ? You tell us.
How are you? What's the latest?
Dude, I'm getting married.
Congratulations. Let me just, hey, you've done it. You've done it. You finally snagged a man.
I feel like I had options before. I just didn't want them.
That's true. That's true. The ball, no matter what anybody says, the ball is always in the woman's court. Always.
Oh, I don't know if I would go that far.
Oh, no, always.
Really?
A woman always has options.
Oh, always. In terms of always having options. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, dudes. Dudes find themselves optionless all the time. It's like, well, I guess I live alone then, you know? And you have to see, and that's the thing about women is women never have to.
What's the thing about women, JJ? You tell us.
The thing about women is women don't ever have to worry about, I guess I'll just have to be alone. They can always marry somebody, but dudes are like, they come at a certain point, it's like, I come with this long set of balls. You gotta accept that. I come with tons of baggage, daddy issues. There's a reason why I'm 40, 50 years old and not married as yet. It's because I have all kinds of baggage. But women are just like, I come with a vagina, and men are like, sold, I'm in.
You guys are that easy for the most part. I agree. But I would say we don't always have options, because that's like saying when I was on the dating apps, I had like a million options. Yes. But how many of them were just fuckboys? Like, they weren't like actual options. Like, they were just there.
Yeah. But at some point, and I mean, history hasn't played out. We haven't had like a generation of fuckboys as yet. That hasn't been a thing. So we don't know what the fuckboy legacy will be. But in my mind, fuckboys will be like, they'll be these geriatric dudes who are going to fill up old folks' homes in like the 2050s. It'll be like all these single dudes who like never had kids or they have like baby mamas, or they've just been single the whole time, and they'll just be like, just rot with regrets and how the fuckboy thing didn't play out like I thought it was, because you can only be a fuckboy for so long, and then you're just lonely. You're just, by that point, we go back to how this conversation started. You're just an old dude with long balls that has to convince somebody you have more to offer. Am I right? I'm not wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I often wonder about those boys that sent a number of messages, and I know they're still doing that, because I still randomly get those messages. And I know there's still those guys, you know what I mean? Like, they haven't changed in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years since I've been with somebody. And I think that I'm like, you know, there's a point where trying to go after girls on the gram or TikTok, like, it's gonna get, you're just gonna end up alone. Like, it's, I often think about that. I feel sad for them, really.
Yeah,
I do.
But not you. You're not gonna end up alone. You now have a partner in life.
I do. Well, not yet. I mean, we're not hitched yet.
It's gonna happen, because we've talked. You're doing all kinds of stuff gearing up for this. All kinds. Yeah. Martin, let me just say how pleased I am for you. I'm going to save all the mushy stuff for the speech that I'll give on your wedding day. I'll save all that. I don't want to blow my load here, as they say. So let me blow my load on your wedding day.
Please don't say that in the speech.
That's how I'll open. Yeah. I've been saving this load for this day. To be standing in front of your whole family.
My dad, Maurice.
I'm super, super happy for you. And whilst I do not know Shane very well, the little that I do know about him, Shane, your fiance, Ottawa, as we call him, what I do know is that he seems like a dude that really, really loves you a lot. And he's pretty handsome, has a good voice. So I, you know, how are his balls? Are they long? Are they long yet?
No,
No. All right.
not yet, not yet.
Coming.
Nah, he's a good dude, and it was an easy yes. I don't know. I think a lot of people know that I never like saw myself actually getting married. I just coming to realize now, I think that he actually asked me, and I said yes, and it's happening. That maybe there was a part of me that always, was like, I don't want to get married because I didn't know if anyone would ask. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was always this sort of, no, it's not for me, because it was kind of,
Right.
I was protecting myself a little
Sure.
bit, saving myself from the disappointment of maybe it never happening.
People who
And
are
so yeah,
listening,
so here we are.
if anybody is still listening to this podcast these days, they must be
Shane
saying,
is listening.
they must be thinking, is she serious right now? Like I think that there are well, at least a few. I was gonna say a lot, but at least a few hearts that are like, oh, broken to know that you're a few guys out there who thought, yeah, she'll come around. She'll come around. Sure, I was just a listener, but I was a loyal listener. So, maybe I'm in the pool to marry Melanie Martin.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No,
No.
sorry. I don't think those hearts are broken anymore, JJ. We're all getting older. Like everybody's moved on from all that stuff, I think, anyways. I'm not even like on the gram or in their ear anymore. I think that's those days are done.
Don't know about that. We'll check the stream counts once this is posted for a week or two.
Yeah, but I think it was an easy yes in this situation. I think someone asked me like, I'm so surprised you said yes, and I'm like, I'm actually not. For what I just said, I think that there's a part of me that, I don't know, maybe I was waiting for the right guy to say yes to or whatever, but I'm in the midst of all of the planning now, and it's become so real. Like there's a lot of responsibility when you're planning a wedding, right? Like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world. Yeah.
I was young when I got married. So
Yeah.
like I'm sure there are things now, not that you're old, but you're older and you have life and habits and things and whatnot. But what's important, is a dress important to you now, or is flowers important? Like what's your list of your hierarchy of importance? What's the most
I'm
important?
trying to
Have you
figure that
gone
out.
dress shopping yet?
Ugh, yes.
That must be awesome. Do
It's a
you
whole thing.
let them watch and do everything, or are you all traditional like? Sorry, I'm throwing a lot of questions.
No, I don't want him to see. Yeah, no. I don't want him to see the dress before. I don't. I guess that's traditional, but I don't like it's I want to surprise him. I think just not because of tradition. I just want to surprise him that day. Like I want to be like, "Whoa, I want his jaw to drop." I'm hoping that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
But
How
I
could
don't know
that
what's
not
I
happen?
don't well, I don't know. Some of the dresses I've tried on, I'm like, that they ain't going to happen in
Martin,
that one.
you're so pretty you could show up in a garbage bag and his jaw would drop.
Oh. He
Don't
keeps
show up
saying
in a
that
garbage.
too. Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm not really sure what's the most important part to me, to be honest. I've like kind of fallen into this like when we first started planning it, I was like, "Ah, oh, it's not a big deal. It's going to be a big party at we're doing it at the cottage and we'll invite like, our closest and we'll just keep it small." And then we came up with a number, much like I think everybody does. It seems like you come up with your number. We thought like under 100 people and we're maxing out there. We want to keep it, come to find out, like that's not a small wedding. I didn't realize. I was like, oh, 100 people, that's kind of small. But everybody's telling me, no, like that's like a regular size wedding. And I was like, oh, shit. So now I start panicking because I'm like, I have all these people to be responsible for, and I'm I was thinking about it so relaxed and like loose and liquid, like it's going to be fine. But then you start going down Pinterest and TikTok and Instagram, or just talking to people. You go to try on dresses and they ask you a million questions, like, have you had this planned? Have you started doing this? And I'm like, oh, like, oh shit, like, I got to do all that stuff. Like, oh, like, I have guests coming and I'm responsible. Like, it's intimidating now. Now it's, I'm like, I'm stressed.
Yeah. Why?
It's a
Well,
lot to think about.
stressful thing. But remember, it's one day. It really is. When it comes down to it, it's just a party with the title, right? And I could see there's pressure, the pressure of having to live up to the title of a wedding. But listen, I'm gonna lay down some hard truths here. I'm gonna be real with you. You ready? Okay. You're gonna post some photos on Instagram after it's over. People are going to look at them for a few days, and ain't nobody going back to look at those photos except you. Except you. Make the wedding about you and Shane. Don't worry about everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, make the moment about you. Don't worry about everybody else. And do it. I mean, it ain't like you got like three, four other weddings to have after this one. This is the one, right? So do it the way you want it. And make it, like I say, about you and Shane. It'll be great. It's gonna be great. 100 people is a lot of people to turn up at a cottage, though, isn't
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't say that. It's
Where's the park?
freaking
Where's everyone gonna park? I say, where's
out.
everyone
We
gonna
haven't worked
park?
out the we haven't worked out the parking stuff yet. We'll figure that out. But
It like a campground? Is
that's
there
a
a
lot of people.
parking
And
area?
no, well, there's street parking and we have neighbors and we'll arrange stuff. I just haven't gotten to the logistics of that yet. My dad and I will have to go over that.
Okay. Don't start chopping down trees and making a parking lot, eh? That'll be frowned
No, I
upon.
won't. I know. Like it's I see it's all of those things. Like you become an event planner for your wedding and it's like all of those, you know, we've all had parties and I think that's what I was thinking. It's like it's just going to be like a regular party. It's no big deal, but then it's like, "Oh no, this is an event." And you have to make sure all these people are fed and they're having fun and you know, I as soon as I actually sent out the invitations, everybody called me like, "Oh, you were the girl who hates everybody's weddings. Like you didn't want to go to weddings. You were the girl and look at you now." And I'm like, "I know." And you can totally say no. You don't have to come, like zero obligation because you know how I am about or how I've been about weddings. But now I'm like, "Oh, I get all of the stress everyone was feeling because you're really planning this entire event for people." And yes, it is about you and your partner, but once you start inviting people to share in your day, you are responsible for them that day. Like, and I think that's where the biggest stress has come in for me. It's just, I've looked at him a couple of times and thought, "Oh man, maybe we should have just eloped. Like, we should have just went and got married somewhere. Like, we should have, you know, 'cause I just don't want people to come and be like, oh, this is terrible. You know, like I'm so scared of that.
So listen, people won't do that, but I think people are genuinely happy for you, and people won't turn up and be like, this wine is subpar or whatever people say about
Subpar.
wine. I have no idea. People are
Don't
gonna
say that because my dad is doing the wine. So.
be, okay. I think people will turn up and be genuinely happy for you.
I think so too.
I think that yeah. There, man, don't stress. Haven't you thought about this your whole life? You're a woman. Haven't you like
No.
considered what, like, just in your fantasies, have you not thought about what this occasion would look like? You've never
No.
had some sort of a fantasy or
No.
wow.
No, I haven't. I knew that if I ever did get married, the only thing I ever said was if I get married, I would do it at the cottage. Like that was the only thing I knew, you know, in my mind was like if that, you know, ever came to be, then that's where I would do it. But no, I
That's it.
didn't
That's
have a
where it
dream.
stopped. You didn't think of what the dress would look like, what the flowers
No.
look like, what you
No.
might say.
No. Oh God, no. God, no. No.
When is
No.
this
And
wedding again? Isn't it coming up in a handful of
I know.
months?
Listen to me. My So, you know, anybody who is getting married or has been married and you've done any kind of wedding planning, you know, like, I think exactly where I'm at in this process. But like, my sister-in-law and my friends have stepped up so hard for this for me because they're like, you know, you need to do this and you got to get the plates and, you know, you got to get like toilets and what about your officiant? And I'm like, right, we need someone to marry us. And like all these things that I don't know, like I never thought of that stuff before. When I went to try on the dresses for the first, I've been going by myself to go try on dresses.
Oh.
And they all say the same thing, like, where's your bridal party? I'm like, I am not doing any of that craziness. I don't have a bridal party. What is that? I don't do that.
Yes.
And so I'm going by myself and you know, one of my girlfriends lives in Toronto and I was there this week to try on more dresses and she's like, "You can't go by yourself." And I was like, "I've been going by myself. Like, I'm fine." So she came down and I was just like, she came with me and I was just feeling all awkward. Like, I want to get in and out, man. I'm like, no, I don't like that dress. Yes, okay, no, bye. Like, next, next, next. And she's taking pictures and having an emotional moment. And I'm like, I don't know, like if I'm just in shock by the whole thing, but putting the dress on and they put a little veil on me. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I nearly had a heart attack. I was like, this veil. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, it's just never been something that I've thought over. You
So
know, I.
you're not doing the hors d'oeuvres at the trying on of the dresses. They're not serving you champagne.
No,
Not like
no,
a
no.
right. See,
And
you're
that whole, let me tell you this, that whole process is a bit of a racket. Okay. That is a bit of a racket. The whole business is a bit of a racket. Like, if you want to make some money, get into the wedding business, okay? Become a florist, become a caterer, become a wedding planner. I don't care, but get in the wedding business if you want to make money because it's, oh my God, there's, and it's so wasteful. It's so wasteful. Like, I am about the flowers. Now that we're here, I want beautiful florals. I really do. And I know it's just because I want flowers. I just love them. So I'm going to spend some money on that.
I've
But
never
it's
heard you say that, by the way.
oh, I do.
I love flowers. I've
I
never heard you
do.
say
But
that.
I do. I mean, who doesn't? But in this context, like in a wedding setting, the like thinking about what I really would like to have, it would be a lot of flowers. But as it turns out, all of those pictures you see on Pinterest and all that, yeah, those are like, you know, $20,000 in flowers. You know, that's what you're looking at. You can't get the Pinterest wedding. It's not going to happen unless you've got this like great, amazing budget, which, you know, I don't have that. I'm not going to be that. But I still want it, you know. But it there's just so much money involved in weddings and like, you know, just printing out menus. Why do I have to print out a menu? Why? Like, why do you need a menu when you come to my wedding? Like, just sit down and eat.
What you're served. If you don't like it, don't eat it.
Yeah. You
Here's
know how
what
much
happened.
those weddings, those menus are? And then they're just gonna go into the recycling. Like, it is garbage. Like, why are we doing all of that? But now I feel obligated because everybody keeps asking me, like, are you gonna print out the name tags? Are you gonna print out this? Are you gonna do that? And I'm like, what? Why?
And
It's a racket.
you have to send out for that stuff. Like you doing it like on a home printer, not good enough.
Yeah, and like,
Good enough.
I don't know. I've been coming up with some like creative different ways to try to get around some of that stuff because I'm not interested in doing it. Like, I don't want menus. I just think it's, sorry if you've probably maybe had menus at your wedding. I don't want to poo-poo on your ideas, but I think it's
You don't
dumb.
want to offend the menu crowd?
I don't. But like, I just, it's so wasteful. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, put that money into the flowers.
To do that, to have like a real
I don't know.
eco-friendly, you know, say, yeah, hey, listen, you want to influence, be an influencer, you be the first to have a economically sane wedding. Be the first person to ever do it. And don't waste. And don't, like you said, you want to know what we're eating? Open your fucking eyes and look that we're having
Yeah.
this and we're having this. That's what we're having. Why do I need to write it down for you? Do stuff like that. Just, you know, make it economical. Be just Be that person. Be a trendsetter. Be an influencer in that way.
I think there will be other people who have done that and done it far better than I am about to do it, but there are things that I am going to say no to, and menus, there, that's one of them. I'm not gonna do a menu.
Yeah.
Just not gonna
Are
happen. Yeah.
you getting a DJ or are you going to turn on Spotify?
No, I'm getting a DJ.
Oh, just turn on Spotify. Sorry,
No.
DJs. I'm in the
No.
industry, but just turn on Spotify.
No. That was one thing. There were some hards, like, and that was one of them, that the DJ, I'm not dealing with that in the middle of the day. Like, I, and you know, like, you're half what you're playing your Spotify playlist and some rando thing comes on and you're like, ah, oh, that wasn't the right moment. You got to scramble to hit your phone. I'm not doing that. Like, no
That's
chance. I want my guests to have an awesome time. Like, it's not even for us. That part is for the guests to have a great time. So we've hired a really good DJ, someone I used to work with in radio, and I'm very excited about it.
cool.
He's gonna, you don't know him, it was from Barry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited about that. So
All right.
he's gonna be great. Yeah.
That'll be
Gonna
awesome.
be a lot of fun.
All right.
And I mean, that's really what it is. I just want to have a lot of fun, and I want everybody else to have a lot of fun.
Good. All right. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking
I
about
know.
cutting
I know.
corners.
Do you know that they actually charge you in a lot of cases to go try on wedding dresses? Did you know that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to think it is time. I get that. I can get that. I understand that. It's not like you just go in and try on a dress. There's a lot of they got to, sort it out on you and pin and crimp and then compliment you and make you feel good. I could see charging for that, don't they?
50 bucks, 50 bucks.
Yeah, that seems right.
Ah, do you
Seems
know how
right.
many 50s I've laid down in the last little while? These boutiques are all getting my 50s. I'm like,
But
Jesus.
you got to think, you spend 2 hours hanging out with somebody.
One.
Okay, 1 hour hanging out with somebody. There's only what, like 8 hours in a working day, right? You spent, one eighth of your day, your work day, tending to somebody who may or may not buy a dress. Yeah, you got time is money. You know that. Time is
Yeah, but
money.
that's like any other business. That's like buying a car. You're not going to charge me $50 when I go in to kick tires. Like you're hoping for this sale.
But those guys get a huge commission on a car. These people
They're
are
going to get commission on the dress.
on a dress, but dresses are what? $6,000, $7,000, right? At the low end.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'd say two to six on the lower end.
All right. Susie, I think we paid too much for your wedding dress. All right. Yeah, and that's a whole other thing too, is when
Yeah.
after you pay for something and you purchase something and you hear that, oh no, you totally could have got it for cheaper here. Oh, flowers is a whole thing. Shop around for flowers, man. Shop around
Yeah.
for flowers because, like you said, $20,000 for the Pinterest flowers, but you get somebody, local, get you
Yeah.
you'll ask around.
Well, the second I started seeing the prices, I don't know, probably everyone else has done this too. I was like, oh, I can do this myself. Like I became Martha Stewart. I went shopping for fake flowers. I went shopping for real ones. I started making my own arrangements. I'm like, let me try this. I looked at Shane and I was like, I cannot. Like I can't make arrangements the day before the wedding and then decorate the tent. Like I just You can't do all that, but I was thinking about it just to, save. But I think there's something in that, though. That's hiring someone for a service. Like, I've heard a lot of people say, well, flowers just die. Well, they're part of your experience. And maybe people would argue that with the menus. It's part of the experience. For me, the flowers, it's just visually so pleasing. It creates an atmosphere. And someone who does that for a living will be able to create exactly what I'm looking for. That to me is worth paying for. I don't want to pay as much as some of them are charging, but I can understand that that is a service and it's a form of art. Like it's, and
Right.
supporting local, like you said.
I would argue that the experience is more aligned to seeing Bigfoot. Like,
What?
shit, like you're seeing something that you never thought you would see.
Oh.
Yuri Martin getting married, Bigfoot walking in the distance. the chupacabra crouched down behind a rock. Melanie Martin.
I know.
Getting married. That's the experience. The anomaly is
okay.
You getting married.
Fuck, you're making me more nervous.
Why? How's this making you nervous?
I don't know. Just when you say it like that. Ugh.
Well, just nobody ever expected that.
I know. My girlfriend keeps saying that to me too. She's like, and look at you now. Like, you're just becoming this, like, I got to have this and I want to have this. I'm like, I know. It happens to you instantly when you start going down the rabbit hole of TikTok and Pinterest. And I keep saying those because that's what we go to. Like, look at me. I'm like, we, like a bride. I'm a 2024 bride, JJ. Who am I? Stop me. Stop me. It's out of control.
What's on your list? What's on your list of things?
I just told you. Okay, like the flowers, like things flowers. Like, it's just all of the things. But then you go down these rabbit holes and like I'm spending hours thinking and looking at pictures and like it just never stops. You want all the things and I have to stop myself sometimes and look at Shane and go, like, we're getting married. Like, this isn't just about flowers. And you know what I mean? Like, I get it now. Like, I keep saying that, but I understand how you get lost and caught up in the planning. And it's so much. It's the whole thing.
I have some.
Also, I feel like a geriatric bride when I go into the stores, by the way. When I go in to try on dresses, I'm like, I feel like a fucking geriatric bride. Everyone's so young in there, and you're like, here comes the old lady trying on dresses. It's intimidating. It's true.
Nothing about you is an old lady.
Listen, everyone's so young when you walk in and you're trying on dresses, and you're like, holy shit, like, I'm doing everything later. Like,
yeah,
you really see it when you walk into a wedding boutique.
It's funny that this is what is making you dawn.
I know
that you're older now. Have you ever walked to a nightclub lately?
No. See, no? I don't face that. No, yeah. I wouldn't.
You want to feel old? No. Walking to a nightclub, that'll make
you. No, can't do that, man. That's no chance.
Even walking to a Boston Pizza on a Thursday night after 7 o'clock, that'll make you feel old as well.
I don't go anywhere after 7 o'clock anymore, man, because I am old. It's like you want to go for a drink at 8? What? It's so late. What are you talking about?
I'll be worried about is when it's time to go home.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what's going on in my life. I am totally bride brain and dealing with all of that stuff. It's super fun. I know I'm complaining. It's super fun to like think about decor and all these pretty things. So it's not like the worst thing in the world. It's just stressful. But that's what's going on with me.
What's Shane doing through all of this?
Ah, he's calm as a cucumber.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a guy.
But have okay. you given him a list of things to do?
Yeah, he's done some stuff.
This is one of those moments that I wish we had a radio show, because it seems like this would be just the perfect pot of gold at the end of a rainbow story arc. You know, like how long have we known each other? 13, 14 years? 15 years, maybe?
Yeah.
15 years of...
I think we should count boyfriends.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but all of it.
How many boyfriends have we...
But... Listen, there was the, you know, the first one, and then the second one, and there was an engagement in there as well, and you moved to a house with one, and then you like were trying to move across the world for another, and then there was like nothing for a little while, and then you found this dude from your past, and then you moved out to his city. And now you're getting married and boom. You know, like it's a beautiful little story.
I'm J-Lo.
You are J-Lo. The only difference J-Lo. Is you didn't actually get married 19 times in the middle of it all. It would be nice to have a morning show. So let me just say to all those radio programmers out there who didn't believe in us, you blew it because we have the most perfect story now. For ratings in radio.
Oh fuck. That's why we have this. We don't need all that. It's fine. We're good.
Yeah.
How are you doing quickly then in the last 8 minutes here? What's going on with you?
Nothing of note is going on with me. My children are wonderful and they're really coming into their own in terms of the thing, their interests in life. They both really enjoy music, and my daughter just did a both of them did a showcase in Waterloo at the Jazz Room, and
Oh.
my son did he played the piano for an artist named Glenn Lewis, which was amazing.
For
And
Glenn Lewis, I know who that is. That's amazing.
yeah, it was really good. So I'm really proud of them, and we're still sort of, that just happened this past weekend or the last week, and so we're still just sort of reeling from the energy of that. And I don't know, my daughter, speaking of, saying things to protect yourselves, like when we were on the air, I had my first child. And I remember always saying, I don't want kids, it's a big responsibility, and blah, blah, blah. And that was me protecting myself just in case we couldn't have kids or whatever. And then we had kids. And now my daughter is going into high school. That's where we're at.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow,
So it,
that is.
these are exciting days to see where, well, first of all, to see where her interests actually lie. And then to see whatever she decides to do with that. So yeah, that's
Yeah.
it. Being a dad, that's all that's up with me.
That's a good gig.
It's a good gig.
Yeah.
It's what I'm best at, I think.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
guess I can't really say that. It'll be up to them to say on the therapy couch.
Yeah. I think you're doing all right. Yeah, I think you're doing all right.
We'll
You
see.
got some good kids there, man.
All right, Martin. Well, it
How
has been.
many minutes do we have left?
We got 5 minutes, 30 seconds. What do you want to do? You want
Okay. In the 5 minutes, I'm gonna just ask you this because I thought about you this week. What is up with the new Superman movie? I heard this Superman Legacy, they dropped the name Legacy, and I was like, why are we getting another Superman? Let me text JJ. Why is there another Superman? How many times is that story gonna be told?
Right. Well, I will tell you what I'll say again here while we have 5 minutes left. What I texted to you is that
Yeah.
basically, in an era, in a time in history when people feel so powerless, I think they live vicariously through these powerful superhero characters. We're drawn to them. Plus, there's the nostalgia of your Supermans, your Batmans, and your Spider-Mans. So that makes us feel comfortable. It brings us back to a time when we didn't have any worries, and we can look to these fictional heroes to feel sort of a false sense of security because they're, fictional characters. But you think of a character like even the Black Panther. It was like the whole black community rallied around the Black Panther, and it's like, this guy isn't real, right? But whatever, for whatever reason, it gave us a real sense of power and potential and things like that. And I think Superman does the same thing, and that's why they keep rehashing it. That and these movies make a shit ton of money, good, bad, or otherwise. They make a ton of money, so I think
Yeah.
a huge part of it as well.
All right, I just kind of feel like it's been done too many times.
It'll continue to be done.
Oh,
Yeah,
God. Okay.
where we are, that's where we
Yeah.
are. But let's focus on you. Part two, next time on the podcast. Now, is this going on your podcast? Is this going on Unfiltered with
Yeah.
Melanie?
Yeah,
Okay.
we'll throw it up there. That's it. Okay, well, let's
All
wrap it
right.
up.
All right.
We'll chat again soon.
All right. Take care. Good to see you. Have a good one.
I'm Matt Cundall, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent Podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.